My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered.
Luke 13, verse 22 to 30, entering the kingdom of God. In these verses, there are four essential observations about entering the kingdom of God to ensure we actually do enter. First, the means for entering. Second, the missed opportunity of entering. Three, the misery of entering, and four, the reward for entering. Jesus majored on teaching, and his emphasis was the kingdom of God. We learn through Luke that this includes the message of repentance and faith. We too must take our Master's message and proclaim it, teaching the truth about the kingdom of God and the need for repentance and faith. This message is evidently not easy for people to grasp. Jesus calls people to enter through the narrow door and to make every effort to do so. It's hard work to enter the narrow door. There are various things that keep us away from the narrow door. By default, we are all on the broad path, following the crowd, not even looking for the narrow door. The door is, of course, Jesus Christ. It takes humility to recognize that you are a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, to confess your sin to a holy God, and to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. That he is Lord means he is in charge and you are not. You must pick up your cross daily and follow him. We can fall at any one of those hurdles. People may recognize the truth of the gospel, but not be willing to give up something, like the rich young ruler of Luke 18, verses 18 to 24. But entrance to the kingdom of God is a limited time offer. Once the door is closed, time's up. When Jesus returns or when you face him at the judgment, it will be too late to plead, even if you know the truth. There will be misery at that point, standing outside the kingdom of God. But it will not be misery of regret. It will be more a prideful misery of a "how dare you treat me like this" nature. It will be angry misery. On the other hand, for those who enter, there will be a great feast as we celebrate all that Christ has done at the culmination of history, our sin gone with glorified bodies, in harmony with God and with each other. If the reward doesn't motivate you, may the misery of missing it warn you. Now is the time to enter the kingdom of God. Repent and be saved.
Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.